Sri Lanka has declared a state of emergency just hours after President Gotabaya Rajapaksa fled to the Maldives. The Prime Minister, Ranil Wickremesinghe, has declared himself acting president. Police have fired tear gas at protesters calling for his resignation. Thousands of people have converged on his offices in Colombo. Let's go straight to Steph Vassan, who's live for us in Colombo. Steph, it's been a very eventful 24 to 48 hours in Sri Lanka. Bring us up to date with the very latest.
Well, a lot of anger here on the streets of Colombo, as you can see here behind me. A lot of protesters went to the Prime Minister's office just over an hour ago. Their police fired tear gas and water cannons to them. And then they started marching around the city, thousands of them. And now they have arrived here at the state television and radio offices. Basically, what we're seeing right now is that the Prime Minister has declared a state of emergency in the western provinces and also imposed emergency measures for the whole country, basically also saying that people who are rioting could be arrested. But a lot of people are demanding his resignation as well. The main demand right now, because we haven't heard from President Gotabaya Rajapaksa since he fled Sri Lanka in the early hours of today, together with his wife and two bodyguards. He's now in the Maldives. But they also want the Prime Minister, Ranil Wickremesinghe, to resign as well. That's their main demand. That's what they're shouting here. I can show you around. You can see also now in the last couple of hours a different mood than in the last few days. You see that a lot of military and police is now on the streets. They're blocking the areas of the elites. They're also blocking here the state television. You can see the military is basically protecting this building, and we've seen that around the city center that the military is really back on the street right now, possibly also because of this state of emergency, of which many people are now questioning the legality. The spokesman of the Prime Minister has just explained to journalists that the legal explanation for the fact that the Prime Minister is calling himself an acting president without the official resignation of the president will follow later. That's what he said. He said we want the situation to be under control first.
OK, so let's just pick up on that point again, Steph, just to clarify. As we understand, from a legal point of view, the Prime Minister can't call himself acting president, can he, until the Prime Minister has officially declared himself, sent out an official letter of resignation. We haven't seen that letter of resignation yet.
No, we haven't seen an official letter of resignation. And also, the president, before fleeing the country, has not appointed an acting president. The Speaker of Parliament has confirmed this to journalists. So there is a legal limbo, a power vacuum at the moment, so to say. So the Prime Minister is now stepping in. There's a lot of speculation that he wants to stay in his position and even wants to become the next president. And that's something that a lot of people here on the streets really don't want to see. That's one of their main demands. They say the Prime Minister is also supporting the Rajapaksa clan. He is involved in everything that happened. The country is bankrupt. He has been part of this. They want him to be out of office as well. He's reportedly still in Sri Lanka at the moment, and he's apparently also pulling the strings right now.
Let's take a step back to how exactly the President Gotabaya Rajapaksa managed to leave the country. Do we have more specific details about how he managed to flee, and do we know where his final destination is?
Well, let me see first what's happening here. There's a lot of anger now at the military guarding the office, because the state television has been a mouthpiece of the Rajapaksa family. That's why they're so angry here at the state television offices and radio offices. Sorry. But to your question, what happened is that the president apparently already went to an airbase close to the airport yesterday, didn't manage to get out, and this morning he used his executive powers and used an aircraft by the Air Force to leave. So basically he got the promise that he could leave. There was a deal made, apparently, that he could actually leave the country. There was a lot of discussion about it last night, and a lot of people actually managed to flee. They're saying that they're happy in a way that he's gone, that he is out of the picture right now. But a lot of people, of course, are also calling for him to be brought to justice, because they say there were not only huge mismanagement of the country, but there's also been murders of journalists. There's a lot of people put in prison. They also asked for political prisoners to be released. But mismanagement has brought the country to bankruptcy in just 3 years' time. One of the things that the president did was, for example, stopping the import of chemical fertilizer, saying farmers should be organic from one day to the other, and that basically affected a lot of farmers and also the export of tea, for example, in the country. That was one of the reasons that the country went bankrupt. Also huge debt, especially from China. There was a lot of borrowing of money into unsuccessful projects. So basically the people here say we are now suffering from the fact that the country is bankrupt, that we have very little to eat, and the president is now safe and well in the Maldives and probably going to Dubai. That's what people say. He's going to Dubai after the Maldives. That's where he wants to be in exile.
Okay, for now, Steph, we'll leave it there. Steph Vassan outside the official TV studios in Colombo. The situation obviously evolving very fast.